Hi, my name is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for Windows PowerShell and an independent consultant working with the Microsoft Azure Public Cloud Platform and PowerShell Automation. I wanted to take a very quick minute today to show you how two different methods of incorporating help into your PowerShell functions. If you fire up the PowerShell ISE and write a custom function called, let's say, test, you can add an attribute, call it, to make it an advanced function called the commandlet binding attribute. Now, when you specify the commandlet binding attribute, you also have to specify an input parameter block, otherwise it complains that it's not a complete function. Now, inside the commandlet binding attribute, there's several different properties that we can specify. If we're implementing different advanced function functionality, we can specify that it supports, you know, should process, and a couple of other features. But if we look at the help URI property of the commandlet binding attribute, we can actually specify a URL to the help for our function. So if we specify a path like google.com as help for our function, when we call get help for our function, and then we specify the online parameter, it'll actually take us out to our website that we've specified, or the URL we've specified inside the function. Now, there's a second way of achieving the same objective. We can write a custom function. Let's call this one Captain Kirk. And let me fix that spelling error. And instead of specifying the commandlet binding attribute, which I will do anyway, but I'm not going to specify the help URI property for that attribute, what we can do is go inside what's called the comment-based help, and we can specify a special property called link. And if we specify a URL for that link and then call get help name Captain Kirk and then specify that online parameter again, if we hit F5 and run that get help command, it'll actually take us out to that URI from the link property right there. So if we were to change that to google.com instead of trevorsullivan.net and rerun that, you would see it then takes us to google.com. So that's just two very quick ways, using the link property in the comment-based help and using the help URI property of the commandlet binding attribute, to incorporate online help support inside our PowerShell functions. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.